This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you call with your topic, because this is an open phones show. Whatever you want to talk about, hey, that's what we'll talk about. Of course, we bring in some things ourselves just to kind of get the party started. The we in studio is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And I'm Nobody.
Who won, by the way, in court today.
Yay!
Congratulations. Nobody wins again.
Nobody wins again.
Well, it's true. You don't really actually win when you win in court because you've lost all of the time and the effort that you had to put in that they forced you to, because otherwise you'd be doing something productive with your life.
Oh, it's true. Hold on. I lost, too.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I had to help every day I have to help pay for the courts and
the taxpayers are losers.
The taxpayer always loses.
Right.
Yep,
so there was no possible win here.
But the good news is they didn't win on the charges. They dropped them all that they had sitting against Nobody. And so it was a win from that perspective.
Yeah. All the district court charges. I've still got my felon in possession of a of a garden tool, thanks to the morons at the Bedford Police Department.
That's coming up in, what, November?
Yep.
Yeah.
What kind of? Was that a semi-automatic garden weapon?
It was a machete. They claim it was an assault machete, but I never assaulted anybody with
it. Did it have a high-capacity magazine?
I've never known it to run out of blade.
Well, yeah. As you squeeze the handle on the machete, will it just continue to attack people over and over and over with no further action from you?
I've never tried.
Okay, I'm trying to see if this is a real issue here. One should be concerned for the children. I do worry about the children.
Some of our friends and movers for the Liberty Migration came out. Longtime listener of Free Talk Live, Mike, came out to watch, and we had two video cameras set up and ready to roll, and we didn't have to use them.
That must have been somewhat. Was that a little intimidating, do you think, for the court?
I think it was a little bit intimidating for the prosecutor because they don't like to lose, but I think losing on camera would be worse than losing off camera.
Right.
Yeah.
And even if she wins and she clearly has not made out her case, and they could not have won either the only way they could have won either of these cases is with a corrupt judge. They never should have been brought in the first place. But so I think she would have been ashamed to have what she was doing seen by the general public because it was a railroad job and they knew it.
Let's go back to that corrupt judge. So you're telling me she had a 50-50 chance?
I don't know that much about the judge, so I can't judge.
Yeah, the judge didn't even bother to come into the courtroom. The hearings were supposed to start at 1:15. We left at about 2:40, I think. And so it had been almost an hour and a half, and the judge had yet to even show up.
Yeah, which is not abnormal, because usually when you first show up at court, it's the attorneys and the clients running around and deciding what they're going to do in the hearing.
Yeah. Also, I managed to hand out, more than a dozen flyers to the poor victims that were sitting in the courtroom, waiting for their hearings. So we handed out don't take a plea deal flyers to almost everyone in there, which was great.
Very cool, because too many people just, it eats up your time, and they threaten you with all sorts of mean, nasty things that will happen to you. They're trying to get you to take a plea agreement. That's the least amount of work for a prosecutor.
That's right.
And he can call
it
a win.
And for the defense.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he can call it a win, and you might suffer just a small percentage of what you could have suffered, but they do that with the hope that you'll just settle.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistics are pretty alarming. Something like But I've heard
97%.
97% of people who have the right to a jury trial just take the plea agreement because they threaten you and they scare people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in my opinion, the entire plea bargain decision violates the right to due process because they're literally threatening violence against you if you don't give up your right to due process.
It's an interesting take. Yeah. I understand where you're coming from on that, and it's certainly more than a modicum of truth to that. The sad fact is people get railroaded into taking plea deals, and if you don't, you know, they make it very clear that if you don't take this plea agreement, we're going to come at you with everything. We are going to bring they actually say that.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You weren't going to come at me? You had no interest in just solving this crime and meeting out justice. You want to hit me extra hard because I defied you? What's that all about? Mm-hmm. I don't remember reading that in the Constitution.
It's not there. I've read it.
Well, in fact, sometimes they'll take it right up to the wire. In this case, they were asking nobody if, or his, through his attorney, because he had actually a pretty decent public defender.
Yeah, she rocked. Robin is her name in Manchester. If you're in Manchester and you need a public defender, hope you get her.
Yeah, you don't get to pick, but,
they
were asking if he wanted to take a deal right up until, you know, this particular event, which was to be the trial. Mm-hmm. And so then at the last minute, they just decided they were going to null pros, as they call it. That's the Latin for drop the charge. Mm-hmm. They were going to drop the charge. And then there was also some additional fee that they had said they were trying to charge you for not showing up once.
Yeah, I had missed a court date at some point, and so they'd assessed, and that court date I was supposed to have two charges heard. So on each of these charges, they had assessed a $50 penalty. But when the charges were dismissed, they also dismissed those default fees.
Gotcha.
Separate action.
Yeah, they didn't dismiss it at the same time, right, of the charges.
Right.
They were going to have a hearing about the fees. And then they decided, no, we're not going to have the hearing about the fees. We'll just go ahead and dismiss those two.
Yeah,
so
well, what
nothing
happened,
was recorded on video today.
Yeah, although that wasn't the prosecutor's decision.
Made that decision.
Basically, when they put the null process or the drop charges, however they wrote it up,
right,
in front of the judge apparently just automatically said, "Yeah, okay, I'm going to take out those default judgments too," which makes sense because I didn't do the thing that I was accused of. So,
correct.
Why should I be penalized at all, if I missed a court date?
You also, whether the judge knew it or not, you did not intend to pay those fines.
No, I would have. The plan was if they did try to impose those anyway to ask for community service,
right.
Which, of course, I could do for the church.
And that's something we can do here in New Hampshire, and
that's
not
right.
Everybody has that option, but it's a good one.
It really is.
If you're looking at if they're alleging that the crime was against the state, then allow you to perform restitution in some way that benefits these citizens. Because when they talk about the state, and the states in the Constitution, they are referring to the citizens of the state. They're not referring to this abstract entity called the state or called a state. That's when they refer to the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, power reserved to the states or the people. That's saying the same thing. A lot of people.
I've never heard that interpretation.
Yeah. Well, it's
if it's the same thing, why would they say two different things?
Well, I think the 10th Amendment, they're saying that anything that is not specifically required by the Constitution of the federal government is reserved either to the state governments or to the people. That's how I've interpreted.
But what are the states? What is the state government?
Well,
nothing
theory,
exists without there being just people.
Well, you're right. In theory, a state is the body politic. It is a group of people who've come together in a society for a common purpose by consent. But none of them act that way.
In practice, the state is the most powerful gang in an area,
correct,
which uses which violent means to suppress the other gangs that compete with it.
855-450-FREE. For more on this interpretation, you can go to GodArchy. Mike Meharry's blog. He's with the 10th Amendment Center. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More to come.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DinoVite.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dinovite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nymagic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love Nymagic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the number that you can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. Of course, we're going to bring in some things like we just got done talking about today in court in New Hampshire. Nobody got their charges dropped.
Nobody did.
Which I think is pretty impressive. You can listen to Free Talk Live on over 200 affiliates now, something like that,
yeah,
all the way from Alaska to D.C., from you can listen to us on the radio or on some form of radio from Guam to Zimbabwe. This is cool stuff, and we are expanding our reach. We want more people to hear the ideas of liberty. And the we in studio tonight is myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to take a second to tell you about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Yes.
This is a cool product, and I use it almost every day. Do you operate a retail business or looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork, no approval process to open an account. You already have a tablet. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, all kinds of stuff. Right now, today, you can open the doors to a whole new group of customers. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I just used it today at Taco Biondo on the way back from the courthouse.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm so full from it, too.
I know. This is one place that accepts cryptocurrencies here in New Hampshire that I am dying to try. Yeah. All I hear is it's so good.
Well, I mean, they are award-winning best tacos in all of New Hampshire. So, I mean, it's pretty cool that not only can you get tacos for crypto, but you can also get the best tacos in New Hampshire for crypto.
And they are delicious.
Man.
So,
I think that burrito is about the size of my stomach.
It's one of those, huh?
Yeah, it's a massive, massive burrito. Anyway, sorry, I don't want to rub it in all you people who don't live up here. So
God,
let's just move on.
Well, it's even worse because...
Or you could just move up.
Yeah, true. If you love freedom. If you don't love freedom, then just stay right where you are.
I'd probably have a 45-minute drive, and I'm always working, so yeah. We were lamenting my lack of tacos. And
get up there on one of your days off. Drag Colleen out.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Go do it.
There's always the day off is sort of a misnomer.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody, you got to do the laundry sometime.
Yeah,
get the honey-do list done.
That's
right?
Everything else. But one thing I don't have to do is oversee federal lands, and apparently Trump doesn't really want anybody to either.
Oh, really?
Trump's pick to oversee federal lands doesn't want the government to have any. Now, this is an idea I can get behind.
Absolutely.
So, you
call me skeptical without ever having heard any of this story because, you know, there's been these headlines about, remember when Trump picked, like, Department of Education lady and, oh, she's a homeschooler and she's going to get in there and just tear up the Department of Education.
Absolutely.
Haven't heard anything about the Department of Education being shut down or downsized or anything like that. So I highly doubt this guy's going to get in there and start shutting down the BLM.
Well, the fact that you bring in somebody, especially in the executive branch, who doesn't necessarily agree with the mission of the department, doesn't mean that mission is going to stop.
Yeah.
Because they are, those missions are set by Congress and signed by the president. They remain law until they get repealed. So what he can do is be unenthusiastic. So if you support a head of the DEA who thinks drug laws are stupid and lets everybody take 6 days of vacation a week, then, you're still paying for a useless war on drugs, but at least you're not experiencing.
Right, right.
Well, I hope it's that good here in this particular case.
I don't expect it will be, but one could always hope.
So I found two articles on this story. Mm-hmm. One was in the Washington Post, which was paywalled, and I really got a chance to read it once and can't view it again for 30 days. That's always frustrating. And the other
they're one of the worst sites for that.
Yeah, they are, especially because they occasionally have a really good story, and this was one of them. And the second one is from New York Magazine. So I found it interesting that both of these stories are, I'm going to call it left to center. Okay. And here's their take. And, of course, they are both proclaiming, oh, this is horrible for the environment. And
what's horrible for the environment is putting it under the control of the federal government.
That's right.
They could mess up
a
wet dream.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
And the reason why it's so bad is because they don't have the incentives to properly manage the land.
They have incentives to mismanage land.
Exactly. In normal businesses, you get paid for doing a bad job, you get paid for doing a good job, and if you do a bad job, your customers don't go back and you go after out of business.
Yep.
In government, if you do a bad job, it just means you have to kill more people to get your taxes paid. But if you kill enough people or imprison enough people, they'll still pay their taxes.
Well, also, if you do a bad job as a government bureaucracy, you can come back to Congress and say, we need more money.
That's always the excuse, Rich. Don't you know that?
Well, it's true.
We could have killed more people, but we just didn't have the gosh darn budget. We have to come back for more money. I'm going to get into this because I think you'll find it interesting, if not completely believable. I didn't say that. With around 640 million acres in the bank, let me repeat that.
Huh?
The federal government claims to own, around 640 million acres of the U.S.
A lot.
Is that about a third of the surface area?
The federal government controls about 28% of the land in the United States.
Damn, I'm good.
And 28% of the land in the United States is owned, allegedly, by the federal government, with a bulk of that lying in the West. Over half the ground of Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Alaska, and Oregon is under federal oversight. But the president's new appointee for the Bureau of Land Management, the office that oversees most of that property, isn't too keen on the government's role in managing land. Earlier this week, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt made Wyoming native attorney and Reagan administration alum William Perry Pendley the acting director of the BLM. Since serving in the Gippers Energy and Interior Departments, Pendley has sued the Interior on behalf of oil companies, tried to slash protections for endangered species, including cutting laws protecting grizzly bears in national parks, and attempted to make it easier to build on federal land. Now, I take away is that this guy had the audacity to make it easier to build on land that they always say it belongs to all of us. The land belongs to all of us.
Yeah, it's good to try camping on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it belongs to all of us, my vote is let some homeless people live on my hunk of that land, because why would the government own a third of the land when people are homeless? That land is needed for humans.
That's a good point, Rich, and I'm with you. I'm going to donate my hunk, too.
Good.
So we can have our own little, homeless ghetto if they want to. All races, all creeds, all economics. That shouldn't be different. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking outside the White House on Thursday, President Trump says the leaders of Baltimore have to be held accountable.
The people that have run Baltimore for so many years, they've run Baltimore into the ground. We've given billions and billions of dollars to Baltimore.
The president is in Cincinnati for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Before heading out of town for their August recess, the Senate passes a budget deal.
The ayes are 67, the nays are 28, and the bill is passed.
23 Republicans voted no on the bill, expressing concern over soaring deficits and debt. The spending bill pushes the possibility of a big spending dispute past the 2020 elections, and it includes the suspension of the federal debt ceiling. Former FBI Director James Comey reportedly won't be charged over leaks of memos with possible classified information. Comey has admitted to leaking memos after he was fired by the president. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You know, you can also hit us up on Discord and talk to us right here in the studio. Discord is, I think, such a cool app. You can connect. All you got to do is load the app on your PC, on your laptop, on your mobile device. Use your high-speed internet connection and your high-quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio. Hopefully, we'll get a Discord call tonight, and you can hear how good it sounds. But first, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform on local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or just meet in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
And I'll tell you what, I've got some experience with local.bitcoin.com.
You're one of their top sellers.
Yeah, I started trading with them just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And in the process, I started out selling for PayPal, and I was pricing it 50% above spot and getting as many buyers as I could handle. Now, of course, there are some chargebacks because PayPal is an awful, insecure way to receive money, but even with the chargebacks,
I made about $4,000 before they canceled my PayPal account. So if you've got a PayPal account and you want to sell it for $4,000, get out there on local.bitcoin.com.
I just
your mileage may vary.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah. You never know how soon they're going to shut you down. It could take days. It could take weeks. It just depends on, you know, how many challenges the account gets, how many investigations it goes through, what kind of levels does it trigger, levels of activity. You know, do they trigger an investigation? If somebody types the word Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash in on a memo, that could trigger. So you got to – who knows what those rules are? Only PayPal knows.
Yes. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I will add this. I also had a shocking experience with the other site, the one that they're competing with, the one that's been around for a long time.
Yep.
They added what they call Know Your Customer requirements within the last 6 or 7 months. I think it was earlier this year when they did that. And they just hit me up and said, well, now you've got to do Tier 3 verification, and apparently Tier 3 requires you to show them like screenshots or some sort of a log file from your other Bitcoin wallet. So not the wallet on the site, but some of your other wallets, if you want to give it to them. I'm going to give them only one.
I would too.
And it's the one that I've been sending them the Bitcoin from, so they technically already have, you know, if they wanted to, they could already access that. But I was just shocked at how invasive that was. And with local.bitcoin.com, you don't have to go through any Know Your Customer requirements to create an account.
Yeah. And to be clear, this is indirectly coming from another from the website, but it's really coming from the federal government. This is where all this evil starts.
It's not just the U.S. federal government. That other site is based in, like, Sweden or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the Swedish Central Bank, and their equivalent of the feds.
And they want to make sure that they are not going to get in trouble by the feds.
Probably.
You know, or shut down. It's craziness. We're going to go to the phones where we've got Alex from Maryland calling in. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good.
I just wanted to mention, well, first, I mean, the Bitcoin part, like, that's some scary stuff to me, but that wasn't what I was calling about.
That's all right.
Regardless, the massive parcels of land that the government still control and claim ownership to.
Yep.
I mean, it's an issue, right? But let's just be honest here. Like, the status quo is probably the best thing that the government could do right now. Because,
what do you mean?
I mean, for example, for nature lovers, you know, you still got the redwoods out in California. You like turtles? I like turtles. Like, they got turtles everywhere. And on top of this, I don't know if you're familiar, there's a game out called Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And I promise you, the best Pokemon you will ever find is always in national parks.
So you're saying that we need the government to have parks, or that you like parks and it doesn't matter whether the government's in charge of them?
What does the government do in the parks to attract the best Pokemon there? That's what I want to know.
Man, if I knew the answer to that question, I'd be a lot richer than I am today. But for whatever reason, like, the best Pokemon are always on national parks.
Good to know, man.
Wow.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks
that.
For the call.
Appreciate it.
That's interesting. You think there's a conspiracy, Rich? I
think there's lot of conspiracies.
You think there's something involving the Trump administration and Pokemon Go and federal lands?
No. Two out of three ain't bad. I think that the Trump administration is involved with federal lands. I don't think they're too much involved with Pokemon. Although, it's hard to say because Russia, for example, banned playing Pokemon Go in Russia, and the reason
the whole country
it's banned, and the reason is because they said U.S. intelligence was using it to monitor people, and they didn't want it happening in their country. So maybe the federal government and Pokemon Go are more related than they claim to be.
That's
Putin
crazy.
Thinks so, but you know, Putin's also a government thug, so I don't trust him much either.
Which Pokemon would Donald Trump be, and which Pokemon would Putin be?
I think we're out of the age demographic.
Yeah, you're going to have to ask somebody who knows what
I'm
Pokemon
the
are.
Just
the only one I'm aware of is really that I could name is Pikachu,
yeah,
and that's
really
because
that
one of my Juggalo friends uses that as a nickname.
Come on, Charizard, man. It's obvious.
That's the only other one I've heard.
It's the only one I know.
I've never heard of that one.
450-free. If you know anything about Pokemon, call a show that talks about Pokemon.
Yeah, we don't really know what we're talking about.
Oh, we talk about it. We just don't know.
Yeah, well, we're happy to talk about things we don't understand.
Exactly. And we're going to stay on the phones where we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, and he's gone.
No.
That was fast.
Well, I tried to keep him. 855-450-FREE. If you would like to set the topic, we're talking about this new guy, Mr. Pendley from Wyoming.
New who, old guy. Wasn't he in the Reagan administration?
Well,
they said he worked for the Gipper.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but technically I was in the Reagan administration, or at least I served under the Reagan administration. So,
yeah,
so
the
when
military
you guys
isn't
say,
part of the administration.
When you guys say things like, you know, the Gipper, it just makes me feel old. Earlier this week, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt made Wyoming's native attorney and Reagan administration alum William Perry Pendley the acting director of BLM.
Bureau of Land Management.
Absolutely.
Now, this is an important organization because it was the BLM that started the Bundy Ranch standoff,
yep,
and it was BLM that started the standoff that the Bundy ranchers were involved with but not the center of also.
In Malheur County, Oregon. That's
yes.
Correct. In addition to his political views on public land in 2016, he wrote in the National Review, quote, that the founding fathers intended all lands owned by the federal government to be sold, unquote. And I've heard that more than one place. Pendley has some personal relationships that add concerns to his nomination, the Washington Post explains.
All right, so, I mean, this guy's won a few points with me here. If he actually wrote an article about how they should sell federal land,
yes.
I fully support that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I'm very impressed so far.
Whether he can actually, you know, get that done is a whole other question. Just because he's the administrator in charge of the BLM doesn't mean that he has the ability to do that,
it
right?
It would still take an act of Congress, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
That ain't happening.
I think you'll find more that you might like when we find out what the Washington Post hates. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord. Find out more at discord.freetalklive.com. You'll have to load the app and use your high-quality microphone and your high-speed internet connection. You will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. And we've been talking about Trump's pick. I guess it's Trump's pick's pick. Because this is a guy who was promoted or suggested by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt to be the head of the BLM, or the acting head of the BLM. His name is William Perry Pendley. Mm. This seems to have all sorts of, I will say, left of center groups and publications in a bit of a tizzy, because he doesn't really think the government should own any land. He wrote in an article for the National Review, quote, "The founding fathers intended all lands owned by the federal government to be sold," unquote. And that's not, he's not the only guy who ever said that. We've got all sorts of founding fathers who said exactly that. What are we going to do with all this land? What are we going to do with the Louisiana Purchase? And the discussion was, well, we will sell it. And what did we do? We got it, and then you had the Homestead Act, which allowed anyone who applied to receive title for up to, it was 100 acres, I think. Mm. And they gave it away.
They could do the same thing now. I mean, they don't have to sell it. I mean, ultimately, this is one of those libertarian discussions, because it is, sure, a libertarian viewpoint that the government shouldn't have this land. Which was, what, about 28%, I think? They own about 28%
of the United States.
Entire land mass of the United States. And so the argument, if we can agree on the idea that they shouldn't own it, then the question becomes, well, how best to get it out of their hands? So the auction process is arguably fair. However, it's not fair to people who don't have money, right? So, like,
but they paid for it. They certainly their taxes pay for certainly all the improvements to it.
Which is why I like the idea of homesteading. I think that is a. I think that's probably the most fair way to distribute this land. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, it wouldn't hurt for the government to raise a little bit of money with some auctions. Maybe some of it could be auctioned, and some of it could be homesteaded. I don't know how you would shake that out.
What would the government do? Oh, how about defray some of the billions and trillions of dollars we get taxed with? If you're insistent that the government continue to do some things, say like providing a national defense, then maybe that money could go towards that, and you quit taking it out of people's pockets.
Yeah, see, Harry Brown had a suggestion that the federal land should be sold and that money should be used to buy annuities for people above a certain age who had been forced to pay into Social Security their whole lives and now weren't going to get it. So that they would have an actually secure retirement. You know,
I'm holding out for reparations. I'm going to bring back that. I'm taking the reparations word back. That means I get paid for all the money that has been stolen from me by the government throughout my life.
Well, and that's the thing. If reparations for slavery are owned, then they're owned by the government, which was the only culprit in slavery that's still alive. Mm. So it's the remaining, surviving co-conspirator. It has inherited all the liability. And so, sure, auction off every asset the government owns and give it to all of its victims, including black Americans who had victimized through slavery.
Well, it should give it to everybody, but because the victimization continues. I mean,
exactly,
slavery isn't over.
Exactly. There is no American who is not, and no foreigner, who has not been victimized in one way or the other by the United States. By the United States government. So, yes, it should be treated as a bankrupt entity. The people should be considered as infinitely harmed plaintiffs, and all of the assets of the government should be divided between the plaintiffs, between the government, the victims of government. And I say that their damages against us are infinite because they've taken our liberty. That's our opportunity. That is our chance to do what we want to do with our life. What could they give you that you would trade that for?
I'm still thinking of reparations. See, I always feel uncomfortable talking about reparations because this is a little known Reitman fact. The Reitmans are from an area of Switzerland called Sengalen, and many of them came to America, to North America, and some of them went to, I think it was French Guiana in South America, where they bought a plantation. Yeah, so if you ever wanted to know someone who was actually a descendant of slave owners, that would be me. Now, I didn't have anything to do with that. Mm. This is back in the early 1800s, late 1700s, late 1800s. But yeah, some of my ancestors were slave owners. That's despicable. That's horrible. Mm. But is there some way you can say it would be just that I should specifically pay reparations?
Mm. Well,
you're agreeing, Rich? You're saying, I think you should.
Well, I'm agreeing.
He was acknowledging what you were saying.
Oh, good.
I'm agreeing with what you're saying. And basically, there is no human on earth who is not descended from barbarians. We're all descended from cavemen, okay? So cavemen did not live by the same rules that we as a society live today. They didn't hold our values, they didn't have our traditions, they didn't have our knowledge or our technology. So they did a lot of stuff that we would consider very, very bad today.
Like rape.
And like rape without any consequence, without any concern, just, you know, because that's what animals do.
Right.
And we were animals until we weren't. So, you know, every human is descended from barbarians, and every human, if you trace their family tree back far enough, you're going to find some horrible stuff.
Absolutely. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. I want to hear from you. What do you think? I just made this startling revelation that some of my ancestors were slave owners. We are talking about the federal government owning land and my personal assertion that they owe me reparations. I don't think I'll ever see a time.
Yeah, they do owe you reparations because they've been taking from you for your entire life.
They will not give it back in Social Security. That's a myth. I'll never see a fraction of that. Right.
Right. But in the same way, you don't owe them anything else. I mean, yes, they've been taking it from you, but at any time you can decide to stop handing it over, and that makes it a heck of a lot more difficult for them to get it. They can still do it because they can bring, you know, criminal charges. They can bring the full force of their federal goon squad against you if that's what they want to do. But the fact is, the more people don't go along with it, the better off we'll all be. We were talking with some folks at the cryptocurrency meetup today.
Mm-hmm.
There was a nice lady there for the first time who is an accountant in the area, and she acknowledged that everybody does off-the-books business. Everybody does, you know, that gray market, you know, whatever you want to call it, where they're not reporting certain amount of income. If it's not a credit card purchase, then they don't have to report it, or not all of it, or whatever. And that's just so common, because people understand inherently that what they are earning, it belongs to you. It belongs to the person earning it, not to these criminals in the government.
The only people who report everything are cowards and fools.
Mm. Indeed.
And this is through all this discussion of cryptocurrency and how do I treat it from a tax point of view. People are just getting all whacked out. Because,
that was the question that brought up the discussion.
They're getting all whacked out thinking I've got to report every penny. It's like, well, how are you going to report that you bought $10 worth of crypto 5 years ago and you ordered a burger today and paid for it in crypto? You would have to calculate the capital gains on $10 from when you bought it to however much the cost of your burger was. It's insanity.
Well, not just that, but you look back at your Bitcoin wallet and, okay, I made a $20 transfer. For what?
No idea.
I don't know.
To an address.
It doesn't say
to whom?
Joe's Burgers in my Bitcoin wallet. So I might have that address might belong to Joe's Burgers, but it might not.
Right. Maybe I transferred it to another address that I own because addresses are almost kind of infinite.
That's right.
What do you think about cryptocurrency? What do you think about reporting standards that the government says you have to report every penny? And what do you think about people? And according to this accountant, saying all walks of life, we all do it. We don't report everything. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already in a serious relationship or marriage? You can live a life where you have full financial and sexual freedom without having to hide anything or lie to anyone. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with this.